Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Let us pray. God, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable to you, O risen Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. I've had a lot of conversations recently with friends and family and congregants, and in each of the conversations, inevitably, somebody will say, I'm done. I'm done wearing face masks. I'm done staying in the house. I'm done with my children. I'm done with eating in and not going out. I'm done. You probably have your I'm done too. I know I do. And I get it. We are so used to not being confined either by mandates or by the fear of if we don't stay in, what could happen. But the thought of undoing what we've been doing, to me, it makes it worth it. Because if we undo what we have been doing, we maximize the risk to essential workers, to the vulnerable, to the invincibles, as well as potentially to ourselves. I'd like to take a moment and speak to the choir here. Thank you. Thank you for being this space here during this time as PB and St. Mark's have come together. We always knew we liked each other, but now we understand how we need each other. We need each other to bring this service out of here, out to there. Because no one person can do it alone, no matter how invincible you think they are, how invincible we think we are. We need each other. There are persons behind the scenes that probably don't get a lot of kudos, so a personal shout out today to Cam, to Joe, to Ivy, and to Michelle, because they are part of us who bring this out there. Without the publicizing, the queuing, the staging, the uploading, and for those families who send us your videos, for this videos, we are so grateful. We can't do it alone. We are in this together. You've heard it, hashtag, we're in it together. It is true. It is so very true. And as we are in this together, I take us into the text this morning from John 20, 19 to 31. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven." Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand into his side, I won't believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe." Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Do you believe because you have seen me? Happy are those who don't see and yet believe." Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in his disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these are things written so that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's Son, and that believing you will have life in his full name. This season of coronavirus, COVID-19, has a lot of people afraid. They're locked inside their homes in fear. Fear of the unseen. Fear of uncertainty. But fear doesn't understand a difference between a virus or fear of the unknown certainties that we've come to rely on, financial security, a job to go to, preschool, elementary schools, college. Fear only knows itself as fear. And so the fear that the disciples experienced really is very, very similar to the fear that we are experiencing today. Just because you can name it doesn't relieve it. It doesn't make it lesser or greater. Fear is still fear. Our passage today has the disciples locked in fear in this room, avoiding the authorities, the Jewish authorities, which just 3 days before arrested Jesus, tried him falsely, and then crucified him. So the disciples, to lock themselves away, regardless that they heard Mary say, "I have seen the Lord," they hadn't. They were uncertain. They were fearful. They knew that the news would travel fast, that Jesus was not in the tomb, and somebody would be held accountable to that. So the disciples locked themselves up. They feared the unknown. Now, before we get too high and mighty on ourselves and say, "I would never do that," how many of you lock your doors at night? Front door and back door. What are you afraid of? The unknown. We may call ourselves wise, but just think about it. We know what we can control, and here we are in this pandemic. So the disciples are all together, huddled, except Thomas. They're waiting to get through this tumultuous time, waiting for the day when they can venture out and assume their new normal lives. But when will they feel safe? When will they find peace? In a few days, in a few weeks, in a few months, when somebody tells them it's safe? Or when their gut tells them they're safe? So imagine their surprise when all of a sudden they hear, "Peace be with you," and they see Jesus. Suddenly, what Mary said earlier that day, "I have seen the Lord," is now in them. They have seen the Lord. There is shock, there is awe, there is joy. Suddenly, to experience the joy of the risen Christ among us, among them. Imagine what that would be like. But Jesus doesn't stop with just giving them peace in this room. No, Jesus offers additional peace. Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven. The peace that Jesus is giving them now is because of a directive he is giving them. These disciples are being tasked with a very difficult thing. They are being directed to forgive the ones whom they are locked away from. The ones that crucified Jesus, they are called to forgive just as Jesus forgave on the cross. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they are doing. But the disciples, they're not Jesus. How do they do this? Peace be with you. These are also the same disciples that will have to learn to forgive themselves. They're the ones who betrayed, who denied, and abandoned Jesus in Jesus' hour of need. Sometimes that's hard to do. We can be so much harder on ourselves than others might be. We might think, how could God forgive me for doing this? How could God forgive me for doing that? Peace be with you. God forgives. God always forgives when we ask for it. Psalm 103 says, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, very patient and full of faithful love. God won't always play the judge. He won't always be angry. He doesn't deal with us according to our sin or repay us according to the wrongdoings, because as high as heaven is above the earth, that's how large God's faithful love is for those who honor him. As far as east is from west, that's how far God has removed our sins from us. Imagine if the disciples leaned into that. Many of them probably didn't talk about how they felt. Collectively, they knew how they felt, but how did Peter feel? Betraying Jesus 3 times. How did the others feel as they ran? How did the others feel as they stood and watched? Humanity, in its humanity, will often revisit our actions and condemn ourselves long after God has forgiven us. So in the words of Jesus, if we forgive anyone their sins, as God has forgiven us our sins, they are forgiven. God is in the business of loving and forgiving, even if we don't think so. I have family who work in healthcare. It's a scary time for them. I have friends who are in healthcare. You may do. Some of them have confessed to me their feelings of inadequacy during this pandemic. They don't feel like they are doing enough. They don't feel like they are offering enough. They've been locked out of rooms. They are in overcrowded rooms. They are reusing PPE. They feel like they are letting patients down. They feel like they are letting themselves down. And they are developing what I would term is battle fatigue. We've seen pictures of them as their faces look anxious and drained and fearful and tired. Some will bear the scars of this pandemic long after we have been set free, whether it's through emotional pain or physical attributes. We see this in our military when they are sent on successive deployments. Battle fatigue happens, and if left untreated, can become PTSD. And this is where Jesus steps in, is to the arenas, the areas of fear and uncertainty, offering peace, which is so important for the healing of individuals, of communities, indeed in this world. The peace that Jesus offers today may sound like thunderous applause from people in their homes, in their offices, and on street corners to first responders and healthcare workers as they are going into their shift or coming out of their shift. The peace from Jesus is an offering of gratitude from those who are working in grocery stores, in laundromats, and drive-thrus. It may sound like thank you as people stock up, wipe down, and deliver. Peace be with you. Peace be with you is Jesus coming in splashes of joy for families as they figure out this new lifestyle, whether they've been furloughed or they're working from home, as they've limited social engagements and they're learning how to homeschool and doing so many other things they never thought they'd do with their kids. Peace be with you. Jesus stands and offers peace for those who are put in situations that are volatile or unsafe. Peace may be just that moment of rest. Jesus offers out peace in various ways as neighbors offer help to neighbors, putting groceries in trunks of cars that are hundreds of cars long. Somebody goes and says, I have a prescription that you asked me to pick up. Or drive-by birthday parties, or something as simple as a chalk rainbow. Peace be with you. You get it. Peace will look different as we see God revealed in various ways for the healing of this world. But peace doesn't happen all at one time. There are those who may not hear or see Jesus as peace right away, like Thomas. Remember, Thomas didn't see him that first night. It was a week. It was probably a very long week for Thomas before he encountered the risen Christ. But that didn't stop Jesus. No, Jesus comes when Jesus comes. And so, when Jesus came to Thomas, it was just as if he had come to the disciples the first time. Peace be with you. And then he turns to Thomas, knowing what Thomas needed, and says, here, put your hand here. Touch me. I have heard you. I am here. No more disbelief. Thomas, believe. There are people in the world who need more proof, more time for proof. Much more grace than some others. Forgive them for needing that much more. Jesus will always honor the needs of people who seek. Jesus is not a once and done God. Jesus is there again and again and again and again, and you get it. Jesus comes to us. The risen Christ is among us. Thanks be to God. So if you're in doubt, if you're in fear, if you're looking for a life that is filled with joy, if you are looking for revival of your spirit, just call out to God. I need Jesus. I need Jesus here. I need Jesus now. And if it's not here and now, keep asking. Keep asking. Because Jesus comes. Many people feel that they are locked into dark places right now, whether it's the pandemic or fear of other things. You may be wondering, when will I get back to normal? Why can't this feeling of dread be gone? It's okay how you're feeling. Many of us are feeling the same way. We just don't talk about it. But releasing those feelings is important. It's important for the healing of your soul. It's important for the healing of the world as a collective. Take those feelings. Again, offer them to Jesus. Even if you think he's not listening. Because Jesus is listening. Just as Jesus was listening to Thomas. Jesus heard him and met him where he was. Jesus will meet you where you are. So, on this day, a week later, we are potentially Thomas, waiting to feel Jesus standing with us. Peace be with you. May it be so. Amen.
Friends, we enter now into a time of prayer. I invite you, wherever you are, to center and calm your spirits so that you might experience God's voice, the presence of the Christ in and with you, as we focus ourselves on our Creator, on our Sustainer, and on the One who is resurrected. Gracious God, we lift up our souls to you, acknowledging the times and the ways that we feel distant, the ways that we feel lost, the ways that we feel as though we need you tangibly in our lives. Help us to know you. Help us to experience you. And help us to remember, O God, that you respond to our needs. That you, in your Spirit, in the redeeming Christ, are in us. That we might feel your presence. As we are in this time of prayer this day, we remember that today is the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. And so we lift in prayer this community. We hold in prayer those who are particularly and directly affected by the COVID-19 virus. God, continue to work in us and continue to revive us. Continue to sustain us, even though so many of us feel as though we are Thomas too. So that in this time of social fasting, we are fed by your Spirit and your love. We pray in the name of the resurrected Christ, who teaches us to pray as we might pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.